Ladies and gentlemen, Life with the Lyons. Once again, we'd like you to meet the Lyon family.
I'm Richard Lyon.
I'm Barbara Lyon.
I'm Ben Lyon.
And I'm Baby Daniels Lyon.
And here they are in A Fine Romance.
Well, come on, kids. Sit down and eat your lunch.
Okay. What have we got?
The same thing we've been eating ever since Christmas.
Oh, no, not.
Yes, leftover turkey.
Now, stop complaining, you two. You're very lucky to have it.
Yes, it was a very nice imported turkey.
Well, I know, Mother, but it's been carved up so much, it looks terrible now.
If you think it looks terrible now, you should have seen its passport picture.
Richard, stop talking and eat your lunch.
Say, Mother, today's Thursday, isn't it?
I think so. Why?
Well, I want to be sure not to mistake it from here on the radio tonight.
Oh, me too. It's a wonderful show, isn't it?
Yeah, that Dick Bentley kills me. He's the funniest man I ever heard.
Wait a minute. The funniest man you ever heard? The funniest?
Well, sure, Pop. Why?
Well, nothing. Nothing.
Oh, Ben, you sound hurt. What's the matter?
Nothing, nothing at all. Only it has been said that I'm pretty funny in my own quiet, side-splitting way. In fact, I could go back into show business tomorrow and be just as big a success as Dick Bentley.
Of course you could, darling. You and Dick Bentley have a lot in common. He's good-looking and you're good-looking. He's funny and you're funny. He has a wonderful, youthful physique and you've got... Well, you can't be exactly alike.
Why do you always have to spoil everything?
Pop, you aren't jealous of Dick Bentley, are you?
Of course not, but it's a little irritating to hear you all talk about him so much. All I've heard this morning is Bentley, Bentley, Bentley. Of course, I realize you all think I'm just a nobody.
Oh, no, we don't. I think you're a past master in the art of spontaneous humor. You have the inimitable knack of being able to variate between pathos and burlesque. And your wit is scintillating.
Well, thank you, son, but... Wherever did you learn to express yourself like that?
Well, I didn't. I read it in a theatrical column.
Oh. Well, whoever wrote that about me certainly is an intelligent critic.
Oh, he didn't write it about you. He wrote it about Dick Bentley.
Oh.
Well, Mr. Lyon, will it be all right if I leave the washing up tonight? I want tickets to wee Italy.
Of course, Aggie. What movie are you going to see?
No movie. I'm going to see Ticket from Here. I'm very fond of Joy Nichols and Jimmy Edwards.
Yes, and they both have such distinctive qualities. One has a lovely contralto voice, and the other has such a fine big mustache.
Don't be daft. Joy Nichols hasn't got a mustache.
Of course she hasn't. Dick Bentley has a mustache.
No, Mother, that's Jimmy Edwards.
Oh, and Bentley's the one with the fine contralto voice.
Look, can't we just drop the subject? It's a wonderful program. Let's leave it at that. Oh, hello, Skippy. At least you haven't got a one-track mind. Have you, Skippy? Well, Skippy, tell me, what's your favorite program? Doggone it.
Well, I think I'll wait in the kitchen before Mr. Lyon blows up.
Now, look, I've had enough. I don't want any more of you to mention Bentley again today.
Oh, that's my new boyfriend. He's taking me to the movies in his father's car.
What kind of a car is it?
It's a Bent... Oh! You told me not to mention the name, Daddy.
Oh, that kind.
Yes. Well, I better get started. Is it all right if I go dancing with him tonight, Mother?
Yes, but be in early.
I will.
Do you have to go in, Barbara? It's such a beautiful night.
Well, I'm afraid so, Dick. Mother and Daddy are already asleep. Oh, thanks for taking me to the Palais de Dance tonight. It was terrific.
I should thank you. You paid for the tickets.
Well, it's a force of habit. I go out with my brother so often.
Never mind. I won't always be going to dramatic school. Someday I'll be a big comedian making a lot of money.
But you're studying to be a dramatic actor.
Yes, but I've decided I don't want to make people cry. I want to make them laugh.
Well, you were wonderful last night in Back to Methuselah.
Really? How was my makeup?
Perfect. You really made me believe that you were 969 years old.
Oh, Barbara, that's the nicest thing you've ever said to me. You know, you're the kind of girl one reads about in books.
What kind of books have you been reading?
Richard, close that window and go back to bed.
You know Ma makes me sleep with my window open.
All right, but go back to bed.
Okay.
It was wonderful dancing with you tonight, Barbara.
It was wonderful dancing with you too, Dick.
Honestly?
Honestly. Every time I dance with you, I find joy in your arms.
Someday we'll dance all the time. Someday, maybe, you'll be Mrs. Dick Brushbridge.
Mrs. Dick Brushbridge. Oh, that's beautiful.
We'll have a wonderful little house.
Yes, and you'll sit in front of the fire smoking your pipe while I do the housework.
And in the distance, I can already hear the buzzing of the vacuum cleaner.
No, that's my father sleeping on his back. I'd better go in now, Dick.
Will you kiss me goodnight, Barbara?
No, Dick.
Please.
No.
Please kiss me goodnight, Barbara.
No, Dick.
Will you please kiss him goodnight so we can all get some sleep?
Good night, Dick. I'm going in and write about you in my diary.
Good night, dream girl. I'll see you tomorrow.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Oh, baby, shall I call the children down for breakfast?
No, I want to talk to you first. I found Barbara's diary this morning and I read it.
Oh, that's awful. You shouldn't have read Barbara's diary. It isn't done.
I know it isn't done, but it's very interesting as far as it goes.
No, I mean I'm ashamed of you reading other people's diaries. It isn't honorable spying on a child's most inner thoughts. What does she say?
She's in love with Dick Bentley.
What?
She's in love with Dick Bentley.
That's ridiculous.
Well, it's right here in her diary. Listen, tonight I had a date with Dick B. It was wonderful.
So what? There are thousands of Dick B's in the world.
We went to the Pally to dance. I paid for the tickets.
That sounds a little like Bentley. Yeah, go on.
Every time Dick asked me to dance, I found joy in his arms. How do you like that? He asked our daughter to dance and then waltzes over Joy Nichols.
Well, that's just a figure of speech. Go on, read some more.
All right. Dick likes being an actor, but he's unhappy because people cry over his performances instead of laughing at them.
That begins to sound more like Bentley.
Listen to this. I saw Dick on the stage Wednesday night, and although it's hard to believe, he looked every bit of 969 years old.
It is Bentley.
Tonight, Dick asked me to marry him. I'm thinking it over.
Oh, I won't hear of it. My little baby. No good can come of a young girl marrying a man old enough to be her father.
Oh, I don't know, Ben. You and I have been very happy.
Now, wait a minute.
Ah, morning, family.
Oh, Richard, I'd like to talk to you.
What have I done now?
Oh, nothing, darling, nothing. We want to talk to you about your sister's new boyfriend.
Yes, where does Barbara dig up these boyfriends of hers?
Oh, she doesn't dig them up, Pop. They just look like it.
Well, I'm worried, Richard. I think she's serious this time.
Oh, she'll get over it. She always does.
I don't know. This man is very sophisticated.
He is?
Yes, and those kind of men always know how to win a young girl. I don't like the type.
Oh, stop getting so upset.
I've got a right to get upset. It's up to me to see that my daughter marries a better man than her father.
Huh? Oh, Pop means it's up to him to see who she marries.
Oh.
Thanks, son.
Okay, Aggie. I'm coming.
Well, I'm glad Richard doesn't know who he is.
So am I. Maybe I can talk Barbara out of it.
Oh, no. You'll never be able to talk her out of it.
Why do you say that?
Well, because when I was her age, I felt the same way about Dick Bentley. And so did my mother before me.
Well, I can see you're going to be no help. So I'm going over and talk to Wimple.
Hello, Mr. Hill.
Oh, Wimple, I came over to get your advice about something.
Oh, good. I can always straighten out everybody else's problems but my own. Now, what is it?
Well, there's a certain man who's in love with a girl half his own age.
Oh, shame on you, Mr. Hill.
No, I'm not talking about myself. It's about another man and a young girl. Don't you think a girl of 18 is too young to get married?
Well, it all depends. I got married at 18, and I feel the same way about my wife today as I did the day I married her.
You do?
Yes. I still can't stand her.
Well, then, Wimple, why did you marry her?
She married me. The perfection of my physique has always attracted the opposite sex. Do you know how I got this physique?
Yeah, malnutrition.
Yes. You're quite right, and plenty of it. Now, don't you wish you had a chest like mine?
Don't make me laugh. I'll compare my chest with yours any day. Here, wait until I unbutton my shirt. There. Look at all the hair on my chest.
Where?
Right there.
Oh, yes. They do make a lovely couple.
Wait a minute. I did have three, but the wind was awfully strong last week.
I'm sorry, Mr. L. I'm afraid you're not in the same class with me. Even when I was a lad, all the girls used to chase after me.
Well, girls used to chase after me, too.
Yes, but the girls who chased after me didn't throw rocks.
Is that so?
Yes.
I'll have you know I was very popular at school. I went steady with three girls at the same time.
Well, the same thing happened to me, and it was four girls.
Well, wait a minute, let me think. There was Joyce, Margot, Joan, Adana, Madeline, yes. It was five girls I went steady with.
Now, Mr. L, I think we're both deceiving each other. Now, let's be honest. How many girls do you really go steady with?
One. BB.
Yes, I thought so.
Now, you tell me. How many girls did you really go steady with?
Well, 23, 24, 7.
Well, this is all very interesting, but it isn't helping me with my problem. Now, what am I going to do about this man who's in love with this very young girl, Wimple? I'm frightened.
Well, go and see him. Why should you be frightened? After all, the man's only human.
Have you seen Dick Bentley?
No.
Then you don't know what you're talking about. Well, so long, Wimple, and thanks for the advice you didn't give me.
Not at all.
Oh, BB.
Hmm?
BB, I just got back from Wimple.
Oh, good. I've just been having a talk with Florrie about Barbara.
Yes, and I told her to stop worrying. All young girls go through a phase. I'll never forget the year I was a debutante. The year I came out.
From what, an apple?
Oh, you're so funny.
Oh, I was only kidding. Tell me, Florrie, when you were a young girl, if ever, did you ever fall in love with an older man?
Of course. Most young girls do.
Was he handsome?
No, not very.
Well, then why'd you fall in love with him?
Well, I think it was because he thought I was beautiful. He looked up to me.
Oh, a crazy midget, huh?
I might have known this would happen. I'll see you later, BB, dear. All right, dear.
Oh, Ben, how could you?
I'm sorry, but there are two people in this world who really annoy me.
Who are they?
Why should I mention Florrie's name twice?
I heard that.
I know. That's why I said it.
Oh! You didn't really mean that, did you?
No, but it was the only way I could get rid of it. Look, I wanted to talk to you alone about Barbara. I've decided to go over and see Bentley. I think I can straighten this thing out.
Well, how are you going to do it?
I'll appeal to him.
Well, maybe, but I think he'd prefer Barbara.
No, I mean, I'll talk this thing over with him.
Oh.
If I were an Australian, he'd be sure to listen to me.
What do you mean?
Well, Australians are very loyal to one another.
Well, then why don't you go over to Mr. Bentley's and pretend you're an Australian?
No, I wouldn't be convincing. I've never even seen Australia. If it comes to that, I've never even seen Bentley.
Oh, well, you'd recognize him in a minute. He looks exactly like he does on the radio.
Huh? No, I'll try and think of something else. I'm going in the kitchen and have a cup of coffee.
How do you like that, BB? He won't do a thing about it. Well, BB, I will. Come on. We'll go over and see Dick Bentley. This must be Dick Bentley's house. There's a bath chair in the garden. I'll ring the bell.
Ah, bonjour, madame. What can I do for you?
Just let me in, Mr. Bentley. You can't fool me with that Australian accent.
Oh, I am not Mr. Bentley. I am Mr. Bentley's boy.
Really? I didn't even know he was married. Well, tell your father I want to see him.
Oh, Alphonse, I've just received a koala bear from Australia. Go out and buy me some gum leaves.
Well, Dick Bentley.
Alphonse, don't just stand there. This attractive lady may be thirsty. Get your glass of champagne. I don't believe I got your name, Miss?
Not Miss. I'm married.
Oh. Well, don't just stand there, Alphonse. Bring the lady a glass of water.
Yes.
Don't bother. Mr. Bentley, you've simply got to stop chasing after Barbara.
Barbara? I've chased after Elizabeth, Geraldine, Ermentrude, Marigold, Mavis, but Barbara escapes me.
Well, the next time she escapes you, don't chase after her. She's too young and she's only 18.
18? And I can assure you I've never been out with her. My conscience would never allow me to go out with an 18-year-old girl, to say nothing of my solicitors.
But you have dated her. It says so in her diary. And it's got to stop. If you don't leave my daughter alone, I'll send you to jail for life or maybe longer.
Barbara is your daughter?
Not only that, I'm her mother.
I see. Alphonse, I'll humor her while you look in the papers and see where she escaped from.
I can see what a flirt you are by all the girls' photos in this room. Whose picture is that on the piano?
Oh, that's Margaret. I'll never forget the day I met her. It was a case of love at first sight.
It was?
Yes. After all, when a person sees a cuddly figure, ruby lips, and soft wavy hair, it's hard not to fall. So Margaret fell.
Honestly, I don't understand a man like you, flirting with this girl and that girl. Why do you find women so attractive?
Well, I... Yes.
Well, there's only one thing to do. I'll telephone my husband. He'll know how to handle this. He's an Australian.
An Australian? Why didn't you say so before? Did you hear that, Alphonse? This brilliant woman's married to an Australian.
Oh, mind you, he hasn't lived there for a few years.
Once an Aussie, always an Aussie. Tell me, are his parents Australian too?
Oh, yes. His father was one of the early boomerangs.
Don't be silly. A boomerang is something you throw away and it comes back to you.
That's his father.
That's his father, she says.
Yes.
What part of Australia did your husband come from? Sydney, Melbourne, or the bush?
Well, he was born in Sydney, but he was raised in the bush.
Ah, yes, the bush. The wide open spaces where it's either the wild animals or us. Come over here and I'll show you my kangaroo skin.
You keep your shirt on, young man.
I was talking about... Oh, never mind. Well, I'll go and see your husband. What's his address?
1809 Southwick Street. His name's Ben Lyon.
Oh, Ben Lyon.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I heard him once on the air 3 years ago.
And you still remember him?
Remember him? There are two incidents that are burned deep in my memory. Ben Lyon's broadcast and the time the garbage cart overturned on my front lawn.
I'll see you at the house.
Yes, I'll come over later and your husband and I'll have a good old talk about Australia.
Oh, no, you mustn't talk to my husband about Australia. He's been so upset about Barbara lately that he doesn't even remember living in Australia.
How utterly ghastly.
Yes, well, I'd better be running along. But before I go, I'd just like to say, I really don't blame those girls for falling for you. You're really very good looking.
Thank you.
For your age.
Thank you. Sometimes I wish I wasn't so attractive. You know, girls flock around me like bees around a honeycomb. And there the similarity ends.
Why?
Because they never beehive themselves. Oh, I made a honey.
Oh, dear, yes. That was a stinger. Well, I must be going. Goodbye, or as you Australians would say, adios, amigos. And watch out for the girls.
I will. And you watch out for the squirrels. Oh, what an experience. Oh, Alphonse.
Yes, Mr. Bentley?
I'm going up to try and rehabilitate an old Australian. Worry over his daughter has unbalanced his mind. He doesn't even remember living in Australia.
How utterly ghastly.
Yes, well, never mind. I'll cure him. I'll take him back to his childhood days in the bush. Alphonse, fetch my boomerang and my kangaroo coat.
Where are they?
They're on the chair where I took them off last night.
I'll answer it. Oh, Mr. Bentley. Oh, come right in.
Oh, so you know me, eh?
Oh, aye. But, see, why are you wearing that kind kangaroo courts and carrying that boomerang.
Well, I'm going to rehabilitate a fellow Australian whose mind is cracked.
Oh.
Where is Ben Lyon?
In the den.
Good, I'll go right in. Wagga Wagga.
What? Wagga Wagga to you.
Remember the call of the kookaburra?
No.
Then listen.
I wonder who let him in.
Have I awakened anything?
Yes, the neighbors. Quiet it down a little, will you? What a crackpot. I wonder who he is.
Oh, poor chap's talking to himself. He is in a bad way. I'll try something else. He sang as he watched and waited till his Billy Boyle. You'll come waltzing Matilda with me. Now, what does that remind you of?
The time our cat got his tail caught in a mangle.
No, come on. Think back, sport, to the jolly times you had in dear old Australia.
Australia?
Yes, don't you remember? You're a son of Sydney?
Wait a minute. No. My old man's name was Sam.
Oh. Now, go on, mate. Now, don't be a dill. Now, think back. Better still, get into your kangaroo skin and we'll compare boomerang.
Kangaroo skin?
Well, don't say it like that. Some of my best friends are kangaroos.
I'll bet they are.
But you must remember the kangaroo.
Don't you dare hop any closer to me or I'll pick your pocket.
Hello, Mr. Bentley. I'm glad to see you and Ben are getting acquainted.
Bentley?
Mm-hmm.
Not Dick Bentley.
Yes.
That's right.
Oh, well, now I get it. At first, I thought you were nuts.
Well, if you don't mind my saying so, you both strike me as being very peculiar.
That's great coming from a guy wearing a kangaroo coat and carrying a boomerang.
Oh, Mother, save me a cup of tea, will you? I'll be down in 5 minutes.
All right, dear.
Who was that?
That was Barbara. She's the one who thinks you're the most fascinating man in the world.
Well... at least one member of the family is sane.
Now, look, you...
Ben, be nice to Mr. Bentley. He came over to help us about Barbara.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's very nice of you, Dick, but I still can't understand how it happened. 18 is so young. Oh,
well, I only look 18. You see...
Not you.
Not you, Bentley. We're not talking about you.
Poor Barbara.
I'm talking about Barbara.
I wonder what she'll do when she sees you.
Well, it'll probably send her into a frenzy of uncontrollable emotion. We'll just sit here and wait.
Bentley, what are you going to say to Barbara?
Don't worry. I won't encourage her.
Here she comes now. Maybe you better hide and let me talk to her first.
Come on into the kitchen, Dick.
Yeah, I'll try and reason with her, then I'll call you.
All right. So, Bentley boy, why were you cursed with this fatal chop?
May I have some tea, Mother?
Yes, dear, but first I'd like to have a little talk with you.
What about?
About this boy you're so crazy about. He's too sophisticated for you. And do you know how old he is?
Of course I do. He was 19 on Nelson's birthday.
See what I mean? That was in 1758. That would make him about... Now, let me see. Oh, my goodness, he's older than your father.
Mother, have you ever seen him?
Of course I have. He's in the kitchen with your father now.
He is? Oh, gee, I can't wait to see him.
Barbara, I hate to do this to you, but you force me to. From now on, I forbid you to see him again. If he calls, I command you to stay in your room. You can't even speak to him on the telephone.
Why, Mother, I never realized you could be so strict.
Well, I can when I have to.
You're wonderful. Excuse me, darling, while I go upstairs and put on some lipstick. I wouldn't want Dick to see me like this.
Oh, Richard.
Yes, Ma?
Come on down here and help your dear old Ma, will you, son?
What's up?
It's your sister. She's in love.
Oh, is that all?
Is that all? You know who she's in love with? Dick Bentley.
No kidding. I didn't know old rocking chair Bentley had a son.
This is old rocking chair Bentley himself.
Oh, Ma, Barbara would never fall in love with Dick Bentley. It's too fantastical.
You mean fanatical.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
Well, I'm going to show you how wrong you are. Oh, Ben, you can bring Dick Bentley out now. The coast is clear.
Okay, honey.
Well, where's the poor girl who's so madly in love with me?
Barbara's upstairs. Richard, this is Dick Bentley. You already know your father.
Oh, Ma, mm-hmm? Would it be all right if I said something to Mr. Bentley?
Why, of course, dear. Go right ahead.
Stay away from my sister or I'll punch you in the nose.
I assure you, young man, it's not my fault if your sister's in love with me. Things like this are always happening to me. You see, women of all ages find me the most irresistible man in the world.
What colossal conceit. How do you like the ego of that guy? How can he even think he's the most irresistible man in the world when he knows I am?
How can you even compare yourself with me? Me with my Barrymore profile?
You do look a little like Ethel.
Take that back, you Doc Bill Platypus, you.
Now, Bentley, you've gone too far.
Now, boys, please don't get into a fight. There's no point to it.
No point to it?
No, you're the only two men in the world who couldn't hurt each other.
Oh, I'll get it. Come in.
Hello. I suppose you're Richard.
Oh, that's right.
Well, I'm Dick Brushbridge, Barbara's new boyfriend.
Oh, that must have been yesterday. She's got a new one.
What?
Oh, anyway, I'll tell her you're here.
Ben, I think our problem's solved. See that young man who just came in?
Yes.
Well, maybe he'd be willing to take Barbara away from Dick Bentley.
Honey, it won't work.
Oh, yes, it will. Dick won't have a chance against so much youth.
Now, this is the final insult. Until this moment, I had no interest in your daughter, but now I shall turn on every ounce of charm and sweep the teenage kid right off her feet.
Oh, Ben, do something.
Honey, you've already done it.
Dick, where are you? Oh, Dick.
She sees me. Her girlish heart flutters.
Dick, let me kiss you.
If you must. Oh, you silly, silly girl. I'm over here. You're kissing the wrong chap.
Well, no, I'm not. This is my boyfriend, Dick Brushbridge.
Oh, this is wonderful.
Yes, and he's such a nice-looking boy, too.
Oh, come on, Dick. Come on, Richard. We'll be late for the pictures.
Okay. Goodbye, old.
You mean to say she's really gone out with another boy with me here?
That's right.
This is unbelievable. I must be dreaming. Bebe, will you pinch me?
Oh, no, I won't. Just because you've lost Barbara, you're not going to start flirting with me.
Dick, don't look so dejected.
Well, I can't help it. I still don't understand why Barbara preferred that other chap to me.
Well, if you want to know the truth, it's a question of age. You and I are both in the same boat.
You're right, Ben. It's age. You know, somebody wrote a song that fits us perfectly. You know the one? They try to tell us we're too young.
Too young to really be in love.
And then someday they may recall. We were not too young. We were not too young at all.
We were not too young at all.
That was Life with the Lions. With Phoebe Daniels and Ben Lyon were their children, Barbara and Richard. Also in this recording were Dick Bentley, Doris Rogers, Molly Weir, Horace Percival, David Enders, and Hugh Morton. Script by Phoebe Daniels, Bob Locke, and Bill Harding. The Variety Orchestra was conducted by Paul Kennelly, with incidental music by Arthur Wilkinson, production by Tom Ronald.